Well, the UK is relishing becoming the first Western nation to approve a coronavirus vaccine. Not everyone is impressed. It's rubbing some politicians and health professionals in Europe up the wrong way, with just days to go before a do-or-die deadline for a final Brexit deal. Europe correspondent Lyndon Besser reports.
For Britain and Brussels, it's truly the 11th hour. There's just weeks to go before a 12-month transition period ends and the United Kingdom falls out of the EU without any kind of trade deal. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, has arrived in London for talks, which have stuck fast on the issue of fishing rights in the North Sea.
Is this a good week for vaccines and Brexit? Are we almost at a deal at all?
But the latest flashpoint is the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, which was approved for use by Britain's medicines regulator on Wednesday ahead of the European Union. Boris Johnson's Brexiteer cabinet could not hide their glee. Here's the Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson.
We've obviously got the best medical regulators, much better than the French have, much better than the Belgians have, much better than the Americans have. That doesn't surprise me at all because we're a much better country than every single one of them.
After the approval was announced, concerns were raised by the European regulator that the approval might have been rushed. One prominent German politician called it hasty. The leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, took great relish in responding.
As regards Brexit and the vaccine, the UK should be really proud that our regulator got in first. And we noticed that the European regulator is a bit sniffy about it, wishes we hadn't done it, and that Germany and France and other European countries haven't managed to do the same thing. We have, we're leaving. Draw your own conclusions, Mr. Speaker, as I'm sure the British public will. We are now free of the dead hand of the European Union and will be even more free from that on the 1st of January.
Europeans are being told that a decision on the vaccine should be made by the year's end. And the European Commission's spokesman, Eric Maymer, admonished London for turning the vaccine assessment into a jingoistic contest.
We are, of course, absolutely convinced that the regulators in the United Kingdom are very good, but we are definitely not in the game of comparing regulators across countries, nor on commenting on claims as to who is better. This is not a football competition. We are talking about the life and the health of people.
The World Health Organization was asked on Thursday whether London had rushed its approval. Dr. Siddhartha Datta, its immunization program manager, danced around the question.
We have taken a note of the decision being made by the UK's National Regulatory Authority. WHO is also in touch with European medicine agencies and also the UK's authority to understand the decision-making process.
In London, this is Lyndon Besser reporting for AM.